Moncrief on News Talk.
Bob Dylan has announced a tour of the UK, and some elements of the press over there making a big deal out of the fact that Dylan doesn't allow mobile phones inside venues. But he's been doing this for some time, as do many other artists. In part, at least, it's an attempt to make the audience look at the actual gig rather than their phones. Because at music events, audiences at times can be badly behaved. They can try to mount the stage or talk or shout or throw water bottles. So what is the proper etiquette? News Talk's Look at My Nipples correspondent Henry McKean has been trying to figure out the rules. Good afternoon, Henry.
Well, that is it. Nipples, isn't it? It all goes back to nipples.
It does, really.
Yeah, I mean, if you break it down...
It's the anti-nipple
Bob Dylan is trying to control the nipples.
The nipples, yeah. He's sick. He's had an eyeful of nipples in his 80-something years that he's been on this earth.
83. But yeah, you're right. He's banned phones for quite a while, and the UK are getting into a real storm over this. And his new touring trip across the UK, Rough and Rowdy Ways, is exactly that. Concert goers aren't pleased, but this has been going on for some time, these little pockets that get locked as you go in. And the idea of these pouches, you can enjoy the gig. And even myself, over the years, I've never used one of these pockets yet. The day will come. I haven't experienced them, but so many people have. I did get to meet a comedian, and you know, comedians always worry that someone's going to film their punchline or steal it. And then why would you go to the gig if you can watch the whole thing on Facebook Live? Like, everything is Facebook Live these days. Here is Porrick Williams, and he goes by the name of this.
Podge at Podge Will on Instagram.
So Podge Will.
Yeah, P-O-D-G-E-W-I-L-L.
Your stand-up?
Yes.
How do you feel when people film at your gigs?
It can be annoying, yeah. Yeah, we tend to not allow it, like, so. If the MC has got his head about him, he'll tell everybody from the start, like, you know, they're like the three main rules. Don't be filming, don't be chatting while the acts are on stage, don't be getting up while the acts are on stage.
So has etiquette gone? You know, people obviously always heckled, but they're now standing up. They're chatting, they're interrupting, and they're filming. And you spend ages crafting a joke, and then someone steals it.
I don't know who's stealing my jokes, but so it happens. I think it's comics. Other comics would steal people's material.
Oh, they're
but
worse.
Not,
at it.
They're
not
worse.
The public.
Not the public. No, but they will film and put it online. But it's not something that I would see too much of, to be honest.
Is it time to ban phones at all gigs? And has etiquette gone out the window, or is it a part of who we are these days?
I've been to a lot of big gigs this year. Dave Chappelle, Tommy Tiernan, they've all taken mobile phones out of their things. It's better for everybody all around.
So they've said, look, get rid of the phones.
Yeah, and it's a simple thing. I don't know if you'd be doing it in so you put them into a poly pocket, and then you get a tag, and then you get to untag it then as you're walking out at the end of the night. So. Yeah, it's very simple. You keep your phone the whole time. But, I mean, if you want to pay for a drink, sometimes if you don't have cash, it's a little bit harder if you do it on your phone.
So you keep the phone in this little bag?
Yes, basically,
but you can't use it?
But you can't use it during the gig, yeah, yeah.
And the people at the gigs were happy enough with that?
Everybody, once it's done, it's like anything. Once you introduce it, you know, once we introduced the smoking ban, we realised that why did we ever let it happen in the first place? Do you know what I mean? Like, so it's like anything. Once it's done, it's pretty much accepted and everybody moves on.
Right, okay, so that seems to be par for the course there. Now, yeah, it does raise the question, though, if your phone is in some sort of bag and you don't have access to the bag, if you're using your phone to pay for things, then you can't do that when you're inside the venue.
Yes.
Plus, if your tickets are in the bag.
I know, everything's digital. Like, for example, I didn't have my phone at the recent Nathan Carter gig in the prison because they take your phones off because prisoners aren't allowed phones. And like that, without your phone, it almost becomes a part of you. Your flight tickets, your venue tickets, they're all there. So you could be in a situation where you can't get into the gig because your phone is inside one of these pockets and it's locked, and then you can't show your tickets.
Yeah.
So it's like a vicious circle. So maybe it's time to bring back paper tickets.
Yeah, and if you're at a Nathan Carter gig, the first thing you do is reach for your phone.
Well, this is what...
Well, just say, I mean, take a picture, of course. Not to look up football results.
And people love a bit of Irish country. I think that's the right term.
Yeah. Country and Irish, yeah.
Yeah, they absolutely love it. They love that sound. But like that, Don Henley. I was at a Don Henley gig, and he didn't want us to film anything. We were allowed to film one song. I think it was one of the Eagles songs. I can't remember which one. And then I got a message the next day from when Twitter was Twitter before it became X.
Yes.
Please remove that video. You have no rights to that video. The music rights are not yours.
That's a sneaky one you did there then.
So I had to take down the... they took it down for me. What song was it now? It will come to me.
Probably one of his famous ones.
One of the huge ones.
One texter says, music fans are assholes. Why are they so concerned about what other people do at a gig? Just go and enjoy it. Who cares if people have phones? Another texter called Sean says, I went to see Rammstein at the RDS. It was a sea of mobile phones trying to catch the pyrotechnics for their Instagram. Very annoying. Someone else says, Three Arena only takes card payments and I only have my card and my phone. Croke Park and the Aviva are the same. So what do you do in that situation? And Ed says, in fairness, maybe if Dylan didn't treat his fans like an inconvenience, they might interact better with the gig. He's an asshat playing live.
That's harsh. I saw him once live and he is
No, not at all. You'd barely see him because now he doesn't play guitar anymore. He comes out because he's not tall.
He's an elderly man.
And he sits down behind a keyboard that's the same height as him, basically, with a big hat on and doesn't say anything to the crowd. Plays.
Was it definitely him?
You don't know. He plays these unrecognisable versions of songs that you might know if you're a fan of Dylan, but
versions.
You have to kind of go. Because I've been at gigs and people have the set list. Mm-hmm. So they go, all right, that's what that song is. Doesn't sound like it at all, the version he's playing.
Yeah.
And then he finishes and effects off.
So not a great gig.
Not a word.
This is not it.
He'd be worried people might throw their phones at him just to see could they get a reaction from him. Anyway, so you met people in the business.
I did. I met people in the business. I did. I got to speak to basically a venue bar manager. Here is Marcus from the Button Factory.
My name is Marcus Dansin, and I'm the bar manager of the Button Factory.
So you're the manager here in the Button Factory. When it comes to gig etiquette and gig behaviour, have people lost their way? They're filming everything, they're recording everything.
Yes.
Do we forget how to behave at a gig?
I think so, yeah. Because before, you know, when people go to the gig, they forget about everything else, you know, just to concentrate on the band, the music. But now, you know, people are just more interested in, you know, recording everything. So in the end, if you are at the back, you actually find it difficult to see the stage because everybody with their mobile phones or iPads recording everything, you know.
You just see the mobile phone, and I know the late Queen of England said that sometimes all she would see is phones, so you wouldn't get to see faces anymore.
True.
People were just filming everything.
Yes, that's true, definitely.
Is Bob Dylan right to take this stand? Other artists have done the same thing. Ban the mobile phone. You deposit it on entrance. You're there for the gig. You're in the moment.
I think it's the best decision ever taken, I would say, with regard to, you know, life events. Yeah, definitely. I agree with him 100%.
Okay, that's Mr. Dancing from the, I think that's what he said his surname was, from the Button Factory. Good name, nominative determinism there to manage the Button Factory. Somebody says musicians are so narrow-minded. Do they not realise that if the audience record clips and share them on social media, you're getting your music out to a new audience? This happened with Beyoncé last summer. Her Renaissance tour grew because videos of the show were going viral. Well, that's true because barely anyone's heard of Beyoncé. My daughter is a diabetic. All our monitors hooked up to our phones, so it wouldn't work for us. I'm sure there are other people who can't lose access to them at a gig for other medical reasons. That's an interesting point.
True.
People are forced to enjoy the moment instead of focusing on getting a nice photo or a video and ruining the view for the people behind them in the process. There can be a bit of that.
Oh, totally. Oh, I can
absolutely
totally ruin it. Like, I know Taylor Swift has leaned into it, according to our producer here, and totally welcomes phones. And, you know, Sean Reedy also said about Christy Moore at one point, he didn't want people to sing along at gigs in County Clare. Stop singing. You know,
maybe it was just people in Clare can't sing. that could have been it, in fairness to Christy.
But I think he's allowing singing again. But
yeah.
It's all changed. My first gig was Guns N' Roses in Slane in 1992. £35 it cost for the ticket.
Wow.
And back then, we didn't have phones. We just enjoyed the gig. And we just we got home eventually at whatever time that was, in the middle of the night, and our parents just waited up for us and we got home. And that's how it was. None of this phone carry on.
Yeah, I suppose a gig was more of a novelty then?
It was. It was a big day out.
Oh my God, I'm at a gig. This is amazing.
It's huge.
Yeah.
An explosion of the senses. It was.
Yeah.
It was. And there wasn't those large screens that they now have at gigs as well.
Yeah.
You just had to like see them in the distance or get up really close. You know?
Yeah. Well, no, actually, yeah. In fairness,
you like the big screens.
Well, I mean, you can see the advantage of the big screen because you go to a big outdoor gig and you can't see anything. Then you know. But at the same time, you feel I'm watching it on a telly.
Yeah,
I paid all this money to watch it on a telly in the rain.
Hear it in your ears. I mean, you don't need the screens.
Well, I suppose being in the crowd and all that.
You know, you're at the gig. You can kind of be at the gig and be at the kind of, you know, different gig in your head in the corner. Like, you know, sorry, that came out wrong.
What many people do go to them, they go to a different gig in their head. I'm really liking this Guns N' Roses. I like the reggae feel of the whole thing. If there were no phones at gigs, then Kyle Gass's Trump joke would not have been captured, along with Jack Black's non-reaction at the time of the event, and there would still be such a thing as Tenacious D. That's true.
That was caught on camera. Even a small slip,
you know, and... Well, we'll see now how that pans out as to whether it's going to be long-term damage there or not. I went to a Jay-Z concert on my J1 15 years ago. It was the best gig I was ever at. If I didn't take a video on my phone that night, I'd have nothing, only drunk memories. So, and your problem is that people have existed for years on drunk memories. That's the whole point.
A really good point. People film because they're worried they won't remember anything the next day because they're drunk. This is exactly what a young person said to me.
So when you're at a gig, you sometimes do like to record the gig so you can remember it later.
Yeah, me personally, I'd like to record my favourite parts of the gig because not only me, but a lot of people tend to get drunk and maybe forget some moments. And if you record them, my favourite part of it is watching back on them over the next few days. And then in the future again, I might forget and then I might go watch back on them again.
So you'd like to be able to watch back and go, oh, there's that moment. Like, I have a friend, he goes to Robbie Mitchell's, has great tickets, and he wants to film it all, but he could just go home and watch it on TV later. And sometimes I feel he misses the moment because he's got his phone out the whole time.
I guess it's more of a personal, like, what way someone looks at it. But me personally, I really do like looking back at them, just for the simple reason. You could watch it on the TV again, like the rugby match, but on your phone, you really get capture the moment that you want to capture instead of going through the whole thing and fast-forwarding and rewinding.
You feel it's more raw, it's more real having
it's
that phone
raw,
footage.
It's more raw, more real. And even if you're singing at the gig, one thing about it is you're going to be able to hear your voice behind your phone and you'll even get a laugh out of that because you might be singing your heart out. So.
And you love that.
Yeah, I love it. I think it's amazing, to be honest.
One text was, now, this mustn't have been at a Dylan gig, though they say Dylan would have had a heart attack. The teenage girls in front of me recorded every single part and had power banks with them in order to keep the battery in the phone going so they could keep... That's probably...
You can't beat a power bank.
Taylor Swift concert. I put the Taylor Swift Eras concert on Disney on my TV. I watched it through my phone because I wanted the authentic modern concert experience.
Wow.
Yes, that's what it is now. That's the authentic modern concert experience. Gosh. You met a woman... Who spent a lot of time in a recording studio.
Yeah, she kind of grew up in a recording studio.
Well, that's an odd way to grow up.
Well,
yeah.
It's kind of cool, surrounded by artists and music and, you know, the old mobile phone. Here is Kate Dunning, and she's seen changes.
Well, I actually kind of have, like, a weird view on the music industry because I grew up in a recording studio and, like, we became quite famous because we also banned phones from our side. So, like, none of our staff would ever take photos with guests and everything, and it made people a lot more comfortable and it allowed them to produce better music. I think when you're always under the telescope of being filmed or watched, how are you supposed to perform in front of 1,000 people in the crowd but you don't know what they're who they're streaming that to? Like, that must be a lot of pressure. And I get it, because like I went to Paolo Nutini at the weekend and I looked down into the crowd and there was just people not paying attention. They were just looking into their phone filming the entire gig.
And they weren't journalists, they weren't citizen journalists, they were just punters. They were paying customers and they just got distracted into their phones, not into the music.
Yeah, 100%. Like, a lot of people just literally went to gigs to take the photos, filmed snippets, and then they left after a few songs, or they just didn't pay attention at all.
Here at the Button Factory venue and the Irish Rock and Roll Museum, you encourage people to be in the moment.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like, it definitely gives people more if you're going to pay for a ticket at an event, why go just to film it? Why not experience it? Like, take a few photos. I understand that, but, like, why go to just look at your phone the entire time?
So staff here, they're encouraged not to, you know, bother the artist and film them just to be in the moment and not get a selfie.
Yeah, I think it just kind of, like, you have to respect that they are a person and, like, you know, I saw a photo of, like, the royal family, like, when Catherine had her baby. We see the photo, but we don't actually see what they see. So, like, it was from their perspective, and it was just a wall of cameras. And I think, like, if you're going in to do your job, you wouldn't want to be filmed or photographed. Like, maybe one or two if people ask politely, but I definitely think I agree with, like, banning them at gigs and stuff because you don't know where that content is going and, like, who could loop your song and steal your music. And, like, so many artists do try so hard to break the industry, and, like, to have it sold and released without their consent is a bit horrible.
Yeah. You could see a point there as well, though, that, I mean, if someone's in a recording studio, you don't want someone going around with a phone recording you when you're, you know, getting it slightly off and,
yeah,
you
not everything outtakes. Should be captured.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Noel says, your earlier listener said she used her phone to pay for stuff. So what would she do if she went to a Dylan gig? Not a problem. I imagine most Dylan fans are so old, they probably use abacuses, if that's a word. Well, they do, and they pay for things with shells and that kind of stuff. Talking is way worse than phones. At Kings of Leon 2 weeks ago, and during all the album tracks, everyone was sitting around talking like they were in a bar. It's so frustrating. And yeah, that's the thing that happens, especially if the artist does a bit of a talky thing in between the songs, and then you'll hear the volume level go up where people are essentially going, we're not paying any attention to you. Just play a hit there.
Exactly.
Go on.
Exactly. And comedians are the same.
Yeah.
They get that a lot. People just talk over them, especially if the joke is not landing and they're a bit boring.
Well, that's literally their job to try and get people to laugh and not talk. But are we just like two old geezers giving out about young people today?
Well, I mean, the phones are here to stay. How do we manage them? What do we do to try and control this? And obviously we've got these pouches, but yeah, I did get to meet this young drummer.
So my name is Scott Bellew. And I'm the drummer of a band called Emily Seven.
Is the music out there?
It is. It's on Spotify and YouTube and Apple Music and all them platforms.
And what sort of music is it?
It's like indie, psychedelic rock, a little bit.
Sounds cool. When people film at your gigs, how does that make you feel?
You know what? It's not something that I've ever thought about personally, as in from your own gigs. I don't personally have that much of a problem with it, though. I know the day and age that we live in, people do like posting photos and videos to Instagram and Facebook and Snapchat, so it's, you know, it's the times that we're living in.
It's just part of it. And when we take Bob Dylan, obviously, he is, at this stage, an old man, but also extremely talented, banning mobiles so people are in the moment and getting back to gig etiquette. Have we lost that? Is he right?
You know what? I don't think he's right as such. I don't think there's like a one-size-fits-all solution to the issue of phones at gigs, you know. Personally, I think it's personal preference. If you do want to spend the full 2 hours standing there and recording the gig, you know, you do you, but it's only yourself. You're only, I suppose you're only diminishing your own experience by doing that. Whereas if you were to just put the phone away for the 2 hours or so, you'd have a much better time.
One person says, I'm no Dylan. We'd all agree on that. But I play in a pub band. I love when people record me singing. I view it as a sign they're having a good time. Someone else says, I have a very distinct memory of you two playing a Parky Queeve in the early 90s, playing their song Love is Blind, and it really gave me the shivers in a good way. I listened to the album version not that long ago, and it was nothing like the live version. With the impact of the great sound, the big speakers and the band in full flow, I cannot imagine how a video on a mobile phone can come anywhere near your own memories. I can imagine, however, how it would ruin your memory of a great moment. You have to live the... Well, I suppose, but also, I suppose you could argue if you took a little video of it, it might remind you of the shivers that you got when you heard it.
You don't need the video. You don't. I remember seeing Fleetwood Mac in 2003. No video phones. Great memories. I can just about remember. Yeah, I remember what I remember, and that's it. I don't need the video. I don't need it.
Well, yeah, because even if you can't remember specifics, you remember a kind of a general feeling.
You do. The vibe was amazing. Like, it was brilliant, and you know that was 21 years ago, and it'll never be the same again. And it's there in my brain somewhere. and eventually that memory will come back. It's there, but it's not very strong. And I think if by having a video, you're just going to remember the video and you think that's what the gig was like. You know, yeah. I was sent a Stevie Nicks video recently, and I was like, oh, that doesn't sound great. But it was because it was recorded and then WhatsApped to me, and the person who sent it was way back, and the quality wasn't as good as perhaps it was if you were at the gig.
Yeah, oh no, absolutely it wouldn't be. I think you should employ Henry as a bouncer to throw anyone using a phone out of the next Movies and Booze OB. I think everybody uses phones.
They do have phones. I've even taken out my phone and filmed you.
Well, so have
I. And I have to be honest, I haven't looked back at that video with you.
That's very hurtful.
I'm
Henry.
Sorry.
That's very
it's
hurtful.
There, in yeah. the phone, in the cloud.
Someone else says, I saw Roger Waters playing The Wall at the Point, or whatever they call it now. My phone ran out of battery at the start. Best move ever. And this is an example how bad behaviour at concerts can stay with a person and can wound them for decades. It wasn't a live concert, obviously, but I went to see ABBA the movie in Kildare Cinema in the late 70s. The three girls in front of us sang every song at the top of their voices, especially Sylvia Kennedy. I'm still annoyed. So Sylvia Kennedy, if you're listening.
That's okay. It's an ABBA movie. That's what you do at ABBA.
She was allowed to do that, but even still, whoever was sitting behind Sylvia Kennedy feels the pain to this day. Henry, thanks a million. As ever, Henry McCain there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.